Giro Borgo Indiano Castello, Visit and Guided Tour. We are used to studying history in books, a series of information in which we aptly stumble upon dates, names of kings, popes, and ancient families. What a mess! And yet, history is all around us. We step upon it every day without almost noticing. Take Diano Castello. We have already told you the story of a fortified village, but as soon as it was possible, we took the opportunity offered by the Giro Borgo Association to find ourselves catapulted into a unique dimension. We visit some of the most beautiful churches, admire the lone, the ancient cisterns inside private houses, and appreciate the stories behind each Carugio. Every stone we encountered on our way seemed to fit perfectly into the mosaic of a story that, from the Middle Ages to the present day, is renewed without major claimer. In this article, we will take you on a historical walk, a Giro Borgo, to discover the wonders of Diano Castello. The Association Giro Borgo of Diano Castello. The Cultural Association Giro Borgo is made up of five young people who are passionate about history and in love with their country. Their names are Flora, Sonia, Alice, Jessica, and Alessandro. Like many young people, they have not resigned themselves to a certain easy tourism and aware of the historical and cultural beauties of Diano Castello, they have rolled up their sleeves. They have devised an enjoyable route through the cobbled streets of their historical center. Anecdotes, historical sources, and personal suggestions embellish the walk. Defining it a guided tour is, in fact, reductive. What the guys at Giro Borgo offer is an appointment with memory, an experience in which people fall in love with a village, often unknown even to the inhabitants of the Gulf of Diano. Let's start the route with Giro Borgo. After talking with Alice, we make arrangements with Sonia to book a visit to the historic center of Diano Castello. We have been waiting 2 months to do this experience, but due to the lockdown, we naturally had to wait. Finally, the situation seemed to have improved, and with the necessary precautions, we set the date for our Giro Borgo. The day is bright, it couldn't be better. The appointment is at 18 in Via Meloria, under the lodges. Here we meet Sonia, who, with the help of the 18th-century map, shows us the structure of the old village and anticipates the routes. She starts immediately by telling us that, to the detriment of the name, there is no castle in the village. The Latin word castrum, in fact, generically indicates a fortified city that is protected by defensive walls. There were 4 gates through which it was possible to access Diano Castello: Porta della Marina to the south, Porta del Borgo to the north, Porta del Portello di San Pietro to the east, and Porta del Mercato to the west. Right now, Mass is celebrated in the Church of San Nicola di Bari above us, so we postpone the visit until later. There will be 2 other churches along the way, the Church of the Assunta and the Church of San Giovanni Battista. Between one historical building and the other, Sonia announces that we'll visit some lone. These ancient water tanks are located in private houses and therefore very difficult to admire, if not inside the Giro Borgo. Velone. Lona is a word that derives from the Ligurian dialect and indicates a pool for collecting water. It is a peculiarity of Diano Castello, buildings of medieval origin which are not to be found elsewhere. They were dug completely by hand and horizontally. Their function was absolutely strategic because it allowed the population of the village to survive the sieges for a long time thanks to the large water reserves. The rain retained by the tap was conveyed through channels inside the lone, and in this way made available to the citizens. Even today, as well as representing a resource of extreme charm, they are still used to irrigate vegetable gardens and private gardens. The first lona we visit with Sonia is just below the lodge, next to the convent of the poor Clare nuns, even if not owned by them. We will see yet another one inside a private home. This last cistern, about 17 meters long, looks almost like a swimming pool, but as it is of water. Church of Our Lady of the Assumption. We walk along the walls around the parish church of St. Nicholas and stop to admire a well. Then we cross a narrow street under the ancient palace of Clavesana to reach the square of the same name. From here we proceed towards the first medieval jewel, which Sonia points out to us as one of her favorites, the Romanesque Church of the Assunta, 13th century. What we see first is not the facade but the apse, while the entrance is on the side. The interior of the church has the greatest surprise in store for us, a single nave with a wooden truss roof and small, intimate altar, from which black and white striped decorations emerge, a symbol of the power of the Doria family. The walls are covered with frescoes on the stories of the saints, a novel of images only, through which the faithful who could not read and write could still distinguish the events of the Gospel. Church of San Giovanni Battista. Continuing along the roads towards the Carugi of Diano Castello, between historical gates and ancient palaces, we arrive to another stage of our Giroborgo, the Romanesque Church of San Giovanni Battista. It is accessed through a gate that leads us to a cobblestone churchyard, interrupted by some shady home hawks. Here too the stone church shows the apse first, almost hidden by plants. The interior is simple, but looking up to the ceiling, we are faced with a marvel, a wooden truss roof decorated with panels, in which scenes from the lives of saints and ancient traits take place. Under the floor, instead, protected by glass, are the foundations of an ancient bell foundry. Parish Church of San Nicola di Bari. Finally, we conclude our tour with a visit to the parish church of St. Nicholas. Majestic in its Baroque dress, this church was built by Giobatta Marvaldi between 1699 and 1725. Inside, we are enraptured by the details. Every part of it, in fact, is full of decorations that alternate between the paintings on the ceilings and the architectural elements of the chapels, marked by the sinuous movements of the twisting columns. Despite its imposing appearance, it was the first to suffer major collapses following the earthquake of 1887. A wound opened the facade in half, and the vault collapsed along with the bell tower. Only the perimeter walls and wooden furnishings remain standing. These are just some of the suggestions that we have experienced thanks to Giroborgo. There are many, in fact, news and stories that you can listen to, and still many places to admire. To book a visit, you can contact the Giroborgo Association on their Facebook page or via the website. The price of the ticket is just 7 euros and covers the cost of membership to the association. In this way, you will have the right to access the cultural initiatives that the guides organize periodically.